This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So Harry Enten, who I think does a really good job on CNN, their pollster, this morning unveiled, as we look to 2028, I know it's early in politics, it's not really early, it's ever ongoing. Who is in second place in potential GOP nominee? Ron DeSantis. Here we go again. Now, I can make an argument. Well, first of all, Ron DeSantis gets things done. Unbelievable. He's a details guy. Does he have the charisma, the type of thing that's the secret sauce to be the nominee, to be president? To be determined. Was he just engulfed because Trump is a once in a lifetime? Or would the same thing happen to him again? In third place is Don Trump Jr. at 7%. The number one answer, though, wildly out front with 40%, because you have to realize there's a lot of candidates, is J.D. Vance. I understand somewhat why, the life story, the intelligence. He's been very good as a vice president. But do I see anything there that's going to galvanize people? No. But it may not be an election where that's the case. You know, that Trump only comes around once in a while. Maybe he's just lost. Would the Trump base go for Marco Rubio? Now, Trump is touting him. If Trump endorsed him, which I can't see, that would help a lot. But I don't see Marco Rubio. We've been down that road before as someone that people are going to jump on the bandwagon and defeat Vance. So he says, even though early on, you got to bet on Vance. I haven't seen what he says on the Democrat side. It's chaotic, to put it mildly. Who would be their nominee? But I would say most times someone leading this early in this manner, you can't even begin to go by that. It's a long time. Anything could happen here. Did we know that Trump was going to come out of nowhere in 2016? No, and early on, it didn't seem like necessarily. And then within a couple months, it became hard to believe what was happening. The numbers were staggering, and they helped. All right, so 855-839-1210. Here is Cut 8, Henry. Scott Jennings, youtube.com/1210WPHD. Scott Jennings last night bringing up the guy who was involved in Doge and how this has set up a look at Washington, D.C., as a place that you You got to put in your mind, you're a tourist there. You're thinking you're just walking around tourist areas. It's not safe. The murder rate in Washington, D.C., our capital, is much higher than the murder rate in at least 15 to 20 third world country capitals. Why is that? Well, the local government has allowed it to deteriorate to that. Here's what Jennings said last night about the Doge guy and how this has set off a spasm.
I'm just going to tell you right now, the plight of American hero Big Balls has set off a firestorm in the Republican Party. This kid who worked for the Doge guys didn't shut down any diners that I know of, but he's out of the government.
He goes out on the street. He just infiltrated all of our information.
He protects a woman from being attacked by a roving street gang, and he had the crap kicked out of him. And, you know, we had a congressional intern murdered not too long ago. I'm just telling you, Republicans right now have about had it with the violence and the idea that you can't even walk around D.C. right now without getting attacked by street gangs.
Don't we have laws on the books already?
400 carjackings are not being enforced.
I served on local government. There is no elected official worth their salt on any level of government that is okay.
That's correct.
We're innocent.
That's not true.
Being attacked.
It's wrong, Scott Jennings.
What do you mean?
What's wrong?
It's wrong to characterize it. In that way.
D.C. is a violent place where people don't feel safe.
There are many violent places. Okay,
so D.C.
All right, so that's a little bit of it last night. So Judge Jeanine today, and again, I give some framing here. They had to do it this way. But I just I don't care if it's on our side. When talking about this young Jewish couple that were murdered, and it was a hate crime, in quotes, kept on emphasizing, even when framing this, it's a hate crime. That's why we need the death penalty. So will they go with the death penalty? I just think because it's anti-Semitism, the point of emphasis of Trump officials today was to go after that heart and the hatred of that. True. But the bottom line, we got to always come back to, if you murder someone, the hatred and the reason for it, as long as it meets first-degree murder, you're getting the death penalty in Dom's world every single time. The other side has been good at setting up all these hurdles of things you have to do to get the death penalty. And that's why no one gets the death penalty or ever really gets put to death, except occasionally in the South. We've gotten away from that. Yeah, this guy stalked this event, saw this couple coming out of it, believed they were Jewish, attacked them in the name of Palestine. He ought to be dead already. But it's not because of the motivation. I don't care about the motivation. The only way the motivation gets in there, does it meet the first degree murder? Did he know that he was going to take their life? And I don't care what the reason is. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter who they are, whether they're drug dealers, Mother Teresa. It doesn't matter. It's only one thing. You took a human life. So seeing this play out today, Jennings is right, though. People are now looking at Washington, Trump on to something else, and saying, this is the nation's capital. How are we allowing this? And Judge Jeanine did make a good point. We should be looking at punishment for 14-year-olds. A 14-year-old takes your life. It's a 14-year-old. I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of it. These were kids that were 15. Involved with the Doge guy. I think it was either attacking a woman, carjacking may have been involved. If they take a life, they deserve the death penalty. That's what it comes down to. That's the only thing that I know of that's going to restore on this front dealing with it. There are other things to be done, but that's a start. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. One other thing that's a good sign, remittances to Mexico are way down. This is where you have people here illegally sending money back to places like Mexico. And we're starting to see a movement to crack down on that some more. Oh, I know what I wanted to play. I almost forgot. The WNBA in the news again. Stephen A. Smith, and this is ridiculous, agrees with those that are saying he supports a federal investigation for the treatment of Caitlin Clark. Now, I'm a big opponent of what's going on with Clark. I'm a big opponent of the WNBA. They can't get out of their own way. But civil rights, do I think race is involved? Yeah, I do. But a civil rights investigation. But Henry, here is Diane Taurasi, who arguably, you know, up until recent times, she's a little bit older, probably one of the five best female players ever, still her career. But, you know, players today are bigger, stronger, faster, like anything else. Listen to what she says, though, when she was the best player in the world and she had to go to a commie country to make money. And then she drops the line that's a lesson for all of us. Just don't say that. Don't make comparisons. People get offended by this. Here's Taurasi.
I'm the best player in the world, and I have to go to a communist country to get paid like a capitalist.
Playing in Europe during the WNBA's offseason, these women were going for 7 or 8 months. They were chasing their value.
One time I came back and I was like, man, my parents have just gotten older, and I've missed a big part of it. We weren't making that much money, so generational wealth was coming from going to Russia every year. Now we have to come back home and get paid nothing to play in a harder league in worse conditions against the best competition in the world. The f***ing janitor at the arena made more than me.
All right, that part at the end, the janitor at the arena has set people off. And I think Taurasi and several of these women do set people off. It's a capitalist country. Why don't people, why were they not well paid, the WNBA? Because they really can't make it. Now, Henry, you're on the other side. So if they can make it, you're right, then the salary is going to increase. And we have some nut willing to spend $325 million to get a WNBA franchise. Okay, that's capitalism. I'm still not a believer. And the reason is, based upon what I think is your skill, I think you could do pretty much at your best, at your peak, what a lot of these women can do. We watch the NBA because we can't do what those guys do. I've sat really close and just seeing Allen Iverson, the speed with a ball coming at you, it's frightening to think, how in the world could you possibly ever stop him? These women look to me like, yeah, they definitely can be stopped. You concur? That's a reason why it's not ever going to be that popular.
Yeah, I think now, but I also think that Caitlin Clark is this cash cow because she can do things that the regular man cannot by shooting from, you know, 30 feet out on a fast break.
She's one person, though.
I know, but that starts a revolution because more people will start to emulate her. More people will start to have a game like hers. And then over time, you will see more and more people being able to shoot like that, being able to dribble like her. You know, do things that makes her so popular, that makes the WNBA, you know, more popular than it is right now. Like, all those things over the next few years will be coming to the forefront, and I think that's why these WNBA players are like, yeah, we need money now because we know if we don't do it now for this CBA, we might be screwed for the next one.
Okay. All right. So, again, though, bad luck. You're paid what you're paid because of popularity.
Yeah, like then I could understand. In Taurasi's era, I get it. They weren't getting paid a lot because the product, frankly, wasn't as good as it was right now. So
but
it makes sense.
When you bring up the janitor, you know, we're looking for it with this attitude. Don't go into, you know, the janitor is a tough enough job. Yeah, the janitor makes more than me. Don't do that.
Yeah, you ain't got to disparage anybody.
Yeah, disparaging janitors. Everybody knows, man, that's a tough, tough job. Who wants to do something like that? That's deserving. There's even disease involved and everything else. My God, they're out of control because, you know, you have a sports world and ESPN and others. I don't think they're challenged that much. They don't look at it like you're losing money. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210. More of your calls coming up on today's side question. It's going pretty well. But first, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody!
Has all the money gone?
All right, and we have a pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon plus Dan Felder at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on August 8th. That's this Friday. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, if you win these tickets today, just remember that it is tomorrow.
You got to act on it. So don't do it just to do it. You know, you got to use the tickets.
Yeah, if you got your Friday open tomorrow, take a spin today, play the contest.
Exactly. There we go.
Anywho, today, Dom, the side question, we were asking for the all-time right. people who look like they have bad breath.
Right.
Do we assume they have bad
breath? Yes. Well, that's going to be hard to squeeze that in, right? Yeah.
So,
he was able to.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play you a musical artist today,
okay.
a big pop star of the 2000s, who in an interview revealed something they probably shouldn't. This person revealed that she only brushes her teeth up to 3 times a week.
Wait. So like every other day, just once?
Every other day, just once.
And apparently. This is the female rock star.
And
wow.
This is a female pop star of the 2000s. Very popular one.
Yeah.
What's the normal for brushing?
Normal should be at least, I'll answer that, 15 times a week, at least.
So like twice a day plus one?
Yeah, sometime around. I feel like brushing my teeth. Just listening to this.
Too much garlic.
Hey, get me that electric toothbrush in here during the break. So let's all brush, yeah.
Yeah, so this pop star of the 2000s brushes her teeth only 3 times
wow.
a week.
That may be a deal breaker, yeah, I can see it.
It's only fitting that I'm going to play this cover song of hers.
Okay.
Because someone really does need to take this person's breath away, so let's take a listen.
Bird sound.
Yeah. Great song, too. A little bit of a mess up here. Maybe the reverb got to her.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Man.
I can smell her breath through the song.
Yeah.
I'll give you one more fact about this this person here. At the height of her powers in the 2000s, she was able to sack Tony Romo.
Oh,
that's about that's all I'm giving you.
I got to think
like a
about
a Powderpuff football game.
Or? You'll have to figure out what I'm saying.
Was it on a golf course? Pretty good golfer.
Who knows? Who knows? But at the height of both their powers, both Tony and this person, she sacked
him. All right, out of Tony Romo and Jim Nance, who has the worst breath?
Tony.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, he's a Dallas Cowboy. You got to see Tim. Yeah. All right. Cherry Jones. Nobody came up with that.
Oh,
that's
got
to be bad breath.
Yeah,
man.
Shot.
Yeah.
No shot. I remember to brush his teeth.
855-839-1210. Get in with that, and we'll have a winner, and you're going off to a great concert. Jump in right now.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right. Henry has dug out a great, only 3 times a week toothbrusher here, covering a song, right? Any more detail, Henry, we should give?
She sacked Tony Romo in both their primes.
That's right. She sacked
Tony Romo, too. Let's hear the clue. Take my breath away. Let's go to Trish in Westville. Note it for fluoride in the water. Just kidding. Trish, tell me, who is it that's singing that song?
Hi, Dom. Is it Carrie Underwood?
Oh, it's a great guy.
Wait a minute. You think Carrie Underwood, that's impossible.
I can see Carrie Underwood having bad breath.
No, that's impossible. Yeah, come on, Trish. Take that back.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Trish. We can call Mayor Pete. He was near when they did the big barefoot festival down at the Shrine. Call those guys.
Like Carrie Underwood, 2025, good breath. But Carrie Underwood, like American Idol contestant, yeah. I think bad breath.
I was going to say, Kid Rock was the headliner one year down there at the shore. Those guys might want to tell us that might be a problem. Lou in Mount Laurel, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Lou, who's singing that song?
That is Jessica Simpson.
All right. Nicely played. So what's your ruling on that? Only brushing her teeth three times a week.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You believe it, though, huh?
Yes.
You could see it.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you very much. All right, Henry, that was quite anything else you would have. That was a masterpiece today of making it fit what we're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no. The stars really aligned on this one.
Yeah.
So basically, Jessica Simpson revealed back in 2010 on The Ellen Show that she only brushes her teeth three times a week because they're so white, and she flosses and uses Listerine anyway.
Well, I would throw into the mix, since you mentioned that, Amy Klobuchar, because we know she had someone.
What an answer.
That might be a winner. Henry, you know why I said Amy Klobuchar?
No.
All right. Among other things, she had someone during an interview or whatever remove the hair from her legs, one of her staff. Oh, yeah.
That's the weirdest way to say that.
Yeah. Well, what else would I say?
Shaved her legs.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm sorry. I made it like a...
She had a laser.
I strike that from the record. I made it like a Senate investigation. You're right. Someone shaved her legs during an interview. Right?
I had like a tweezers, like one by one.
Just punishing this person.
Yeah, exactly. All right. All right, thanks, Henry. Good stuff here. 855-839-1210.
Hey, some keen observers over on YouTube are wondering, Dom, are you wearing your jogging pants today?
Yes, I do have the jeans on, of course. And they're not Obama jeans. I'm wearing the Dr. Benz wear right there, Dr. Benz. Look at that shirt. Yep,
Gary perfectly. Also wants to know, are your pants the skinny ones with the elastic at the bottom? No, Gary, Dom doesn't wear those. Only I do.
Well, they're straight, though. I like that straight look at the bottom with these.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like the black jeans, but they're not as comfortable as this. So I only wear them
occasionally.
They're not. There's something about these blue jeans.
Color doesn't determine comfort.
They just feel uncomfortable to me without too many details. They just don't have the comfort level.
It's like food. If it's not visually appealing, you're not going to like it as much.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that black jeans are tighter in the region?
Yes, that's right. They definitely are. Oh, yeah. Well, very regional.
I also think it's the type of person that would wear black jeans, probably wears them a little tighter in the region.
Yeah.
Again.
Henry's on a roll.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you're saying that about Dan. That's one of his foibles,
I didn't suggest anything.
Suggest it. They probably would be faking something. I don't know. You were getting to something. All right.
I'm not getting anything.
All right. So, little update. This just came in. And Dan, I think you got on the attorney. I'd like to get him on again tomorrow. You remember this story? That's the girl running in Plymouth. She ran for Quakertown against Plymouth Meeting, and she was running against a male. This is a trans story here locally. It's cross country. I think we had the attorney on. Judge Wendy Beadlestone, here we go again. Federal judge, U.S. District Judge, rejected her claim that she was the target of purposeful discrimination, a prerequisite for a sex-based discrimination claim. While the student argued that the inclusion of trans girls, guys, Philadelphia Inquirer, and girls' sports would likely only impact girls due to inherent biological advantages, it's not discrimination that could result from a policy having a disproportionate impact on a particular group. My God, you know, we're going to fight them on this up and down the line. It's an 80-20, Wendy, that you are putting in legal hurdles here that shouldn't exist on this. It's clear that it's discriminatory. The lawyer for the girl says they plan to appeal. We have a basic belief that you can compete against your biology. The judge is ignoring biology. You just simply can't. Go ahead, Dan.
Asked if you knew the name of the attorney was there in the article to make my life.
Oh, yeah. Keith Altman. I think he was on before.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Henry thinks he remembers that as well.
Yeah. The senior,
I definitely remember the name Wendy Beadlestone.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you can't forget that one.
Yeah. Christine Moon, the senior attorney for the Education Law Center, a Philadelphia-based group that advocates for LGBTQ plus ABC students, said the decision that said her Title IX rights were violated, marked a complete rejection to all claims brought to a trans athlete competing in high school sports. Hey, guess what, Christina? We're winning on this. We won the presidential election spending $40 million. If I were in that room with the Trump people, I would tell them, I know you think this is nuts. Take at least a half billion. Take at least a half billion. Every day of the week, we're going to hit with this. Why do you keep on bringing this up? Well, we're going to keep on bringing this up every time that you keep on trying to deny reality. This girl was discriminated against. I think she even got into trouble, Dan, if we remember, because she said something to the guy. It wasn't nasty or whatever. Like, yeah, what do you think you've won here, you know, by this advantage in cross country? And Plymouth White Marsh ought to be ashamed of himself. They're aiding and abetting this. Let's see. Moon further said, the woman from the LGBTQ Law Center, despite the loud rhetoric from Trump administration and executive orders barring gender ideology in schools' recognition of transgender students, this decision shows it's not an easy position to actually win in court. Yeah, when you have someone that's going to ignore all this. But guess what, lady? We're winning this in the court of public opinion. And the reason is this. There are a lot of people out there that don't follow every nuance of ideology, agendas, as you do, a talk radio listener. When you tell them that one party is hell-bent on doing this, they want to know where they can vote. So my advice, riding into the midterms and everything else, is to continue with this. It's the right thing to do, and politically, it is a winner. And they can say all they want, why do we continue to talk about this? As I remember it, and we'll ask the attorney if we have him on tomorrow, not only did she have to compete against this guy, but she got into trouble because she had the nerve to not shake hands and to say, no, I'm not doing that, something like that, around this. Not allowed to do that, right? Plymouth White Marsh, oh, they had big appeals on this. But Plymouth White Marsh thinks it's fine to have biological men beat up on women in something like cross country. They're fine with that, okay? The people of Plymouth White Marsh are aware of that. Their school district is in that camp. What has to happen? They need a massive federal funds removed up and down the line on these school districts engaging in this. And they're going to appeal. We hope to talk to the attorney tomorrow to give you a little bit more inside this. Yeah, and you don't forget the name Wendy Beadlestone. I forget who appointed her to the court. Dan, you had something?
No, that was it. Yeah, okay. Solomon Radner was the attorney we had with Holly Magalango.
Oh, that's it.
And we were actually going back and forth last week that they were going to bring the daughter on. So
we will
get that turned,
okay,
if not tomorrow, at some point next week.
Okay, perfect. All right, whoever is involved in it. Yeah, I'd like to hear the specific details. The lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in Philadelphia, months after placing second to the student, Luce Allen. Yeah, I remember that. L-U-C-E, she competed against them three more times. The Colonial School District said it had permitted transgender students to participate on sports teams matching their gender identities. Since 2019, Allen was the only transgender female athlete participating
at Plymouth White Marsh last year. They said there was no evidence that she had lost opportunities for any athletic scholarships as a result of competing against Allen. A Colonial spokesperson declined to comment. Spokesperson for the Quakertown District said it had no control over Colonial allowing Allen to compete. How are the Title IX claims dismissed? That's where the clear violation is. And they're denying that PIAA officials did not respond to requests for comment. Hey, PIAA, you've come out on the right side of things on this. Why are you not commenting? Why are you not stepping in? This PIAA crowd for years has bothered me. They regulate high school sports. They don't want to jump in on the side of a female who is being discriminated against here. Do they want to tell her, well, you're just going to have to train harder? You're going to have to run harder? Is that the message? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Hey, it's here. Rescue Natural Supplements, biggest thank you of the year. Their customer appreciation sale is on, and it's about delivering the best deals and quality products for you right now. Stock up and save a whopping 50%. You can mix and match any five or more Rescue single bottles. Plus, your order will be shipped for free. Just use the code VIP50 at checkout. Whether it's omega-3s, cholesterol support, or joint health, this is your chance to feel your best for less. To place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. And if you're new to Rescue, now's the best time to give them a try. Digestion, sleep, energy, it is all covered. Again, just simply use that code VIP50 to receive 50% off and free shipping when you mix and match five or more Rescue natural supplements. Use that code VIP50, res-q.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, it is Dom Giordano's show. So this decision, really, we'll have more details on it tomorrow. The Inquirer says, before the Trump issued his order on keeping men out of women's sports earlier this year, the PIAA's policies had said that where a student's gender is questioned or uncertain, the decision of the principal of the school as to the student's gender will be accepted by the PIAA. The revised policy replaced references to gender with sex and also changed principal to school. The organization said that the schools were required to consult with their school solicitors relative to compliance with the Trump's order. All right. What's happening here is this. With all these outfits, they're still not getting what Americans want on this. They're still not getting reality. They're still not getting this is clearly all violative of Title IX. They're still not getting that this number is going to continue to increase. Now, part of me, the outrage when you see this play out, is tempered by the idea that this is a winner politically. And all they can come back with is to say a lot of legal mumbo jumbo, some judge friendly. These are the judge shopping things. And also to say, well, why do you guys keep on bringing it up? And then run off to tell us how they support women. We know it's a fraud. They don't support women. We know up and down the lines what they did with Leah Thomas. Now, money does talk, though. So the Trump administration was right. They've gone after these colleges. But I would say they have to pivot now, and they have to go after these high schools. They have to make some test cases on this. In other words, I told you earlier in the show that Penn is criticized by the Daily Pennsylvanian because of the changes they made as part of the Leah Thomas settlement and overall DEI changes. In other words, the student newspaper is attacking Penn, saying they've capitulated to Trump on this. Where I look at these school districts involved, they don't feel that there's anything hanging over them. And apparently, the ones that I mentioned in Quakertown and the ones that are involved here, Colonial, and what's the other? Plymouth White Marsh. People are either unaware of this or do people support it? Do they think that girls, by the way, in this Wendy Beadlestone thing, she also talks about the fact, and this is really the thing I'm underlying, and I'm looking at a screen, and I haven't printed, but that privacy rights are not 100%. In other words, she's getting at changing. She talks about how put upon, quote, transgender students are. So she cites a Boyertown, Pennsylvania case, saying that your privacy rights as a female probably have to give way to the poor trans student here. Yeah, that girls, locker rooms, bathrooms, the whole thing. This judge says, well, you know, you don't have 100% privacy right. There's a competing interest here. And the competing interest is the difficulty gender fluid / trans students might have in this. All right? Right here in our backyard, right in suburban Philadelphia, they're all in on this. And the reason they are, they either agree with it or they think they'll get away with it. And the PIAA is not commenting on it. All right? They're supposed to be the governing body. Are they following the law? They made these changes that I told you. Yeah, but this happened before the changes. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking your comment going forward on this. They're a prominent organization. There's going to be an appeal. And in the appeal, they're going to make the arguments. My God, this is in violation. This isn't discrimination. This is in violation of Title IX, the sacred Title IX. Remember, though, as an issue, they're not going to give up on this. They're wedded to it. And apparently, they need to be defeated many more times, which is good. This is the type of thing that appeals to voters that don't necessarily get fired up over, you know, any other issues. They hear this, though, and they know inherently this is wrong. This guy should not be running against this girl. And as I remember it, I'm pretty clear on that. It's not mentioned in this article. there was trouble for her because she wasn't celebratory after the, quote, loss here. And you're not allowed to do that. You don't have freedom of speech to say anything here. You just have to go along with this unreality and pretend that you lost to a girl, and you should be happy about it. All right, let me go to Bill in Bucks. Bill is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, go right ahead.
Hi, hello there. Happy Thursday there, Don.
Thank you, Bill.
Don, I'm sorry, I called you Don.
That's a serious faux pas, know, but go ahead. You probably have bad breath.
Time out for
Don.
A week, Bill and Bucks.
Yeah, let's put Bill in the penalty box here.
Yeah, right. That was Dave Schultz, not me. All anyway, right. I was psyched that Greg Rossman was going to be on this week.
Yeah, well, he will be. He's time conflicted. We have Mike Huckabee live from Israel, so he will be. We're rescheduling.
All right, that's right.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I had a side question answer.
Yes.
I don't know if this guy really has bad breath or not, but you could ask Clarice Starling if he does.
All right.
His name is Clarice. Hannibal Lecter.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, that's a really good answer. Hello, all right, Clarice. We'll
take... give him a toothbrush in that pen of his?
I don't know. Clarice,
we'll take more. Oh, I'm still working on the woman for the side question. Three times a week, like a number. That's every other day. What about the fourth day? I don't do it. It's 4 to 3.
It's all flossing and mouthwash.
Yeah, it's all flossing and mouthwash.
I mean,
man.
The guy's eating flesh.
That's true. You might want to use floss
like
after that.
Rotten flesh.
Yeah, that could be a flossing issue.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right, so get in on the lightning round. Put your name into the hat. We'll have the big winner tomorrow. I think it's Gallows tomorrow. $50 gift card, thanks to Jim Harvey. Don't forget Mulligan's just a week away from tomorrow. Already got some stuff in the back channel, some great guests joining us. But this Wendy Beadlestone, Judge, just think about it. These girls, she says, do not have privacy rights in the extreme, so to speak. Meaning the rights of this person who's put upon to change there. Leah Thomas, you know, how many times have we talked to Paula Scanlon? We've talked to Riley Gaines. Takes 15 to 20 minutes to get into one of those swimsuits. It's so competitive, so aerodynamic. And Leah Thomas just walking around naked. And they could do nothing about it. Penn would threaten them. All right, those are college women. These are high school girls. This is insanity here. And these school districts are still going down this pathway because they believe who's going to do anything to us? The people in the towns seem to be okay with it. Is the Trump administration going to go after them like they did Penn in the Ivy League? They got to have a test case here. Put the fear of God in one, and you might see this break. But particularly, imagine getting into trouble because you were upset that you had to run against a male. Oh, and they do say in here, the LGBT thing, you know, you guys stereotype all the time. Just because it's a trans person, that doesn't mean they have an advantage over the female. All right. Gloves are off. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Hey, Jan, one note, our friend in Knoxville, right, the mayor, former big-time wrestler, who's been really generous to the station, Travis Manion, and everything else.
Yeah.
I think he's running for governor. Just saw a poll. Blackburn, Senator Blackburn, has a 52-point lead.
Over Glenn?
Well, I guess he's one of the contenders. I don't have the full poll out there, but you know who is going to be upset because Blackburn's going to be the governor of her state.
Well,
it looks like to me.
Taylor?
Taylor. Yeah. Taylor Swift, 52-point lead. Can she defeat Blackburn? Wow, it's a pretty big lead.
Taylor State is Pennsylvania. I think she was just complaining about Blackburn that time, wasn't she?
No. Yeah. She lives in, I think the family's in Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Kane, no mayor.
Kane.
Governor Kane?
Yeah, Governor Kane. He said he was going to run for governor, I think.
Oh, could you imagine?
52-point lead. Maybe a headlock on Blackburn. He's got a lot of hair. You know, it could happen. All right. Greg in Northeast. Greg, who is it you think might have bad breath?
Hey, Dom. This man had such powerful bad breath that it won a world war, and it is a trifecta. He's British, notorious bad teeth, liquor morning, noon, tonight, cigar 24/7, Winston Churchill.
That is a
and
great
that is
one.
Some powerful bad breath.
I would agree. You know, he's a genius at a lot of things, Dan, but that the British, the teeth, the brandy around the clock,
would
and
not
the
want to smell his microphone, that's for sure.
Yeah, Joe in Columbus. All right, Joe, who's yours?
Hey, Dom, I know I got to make it quick, but this smoker's breath is a real thing. I pursued a girl for the good part in high school for 2 years. She looked like a cross between Terry Hatcher and Julie Banderas. And that first date kiss, it was like kissing a rusty steel I-beam, and
Joe,
it blew everything out of the water.
You're going on the lie detector. You're, buddy, the first one in line when we get to Mulligan's with this. You're first.
Put me to it.
Right.
I believe in everything I say.
All right.
But my guy, my person was, and it was gross. I mean, he was a good entertainer. He was cute.
Right.
But he had those wet tips. Cigars or that off-color cigar holder, and that was George Burns.
That's a pretty good one. Drew in Upper Darby rounds it out. Drew, who's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. I hope I don't offend anybody, Dom, but I have this book on the real names of well-known people, and sure, her real name is Cheryl Sarkeesian, so it's obvious she's Armenian descent. And Armenian food is known to be loaded in garlic and herbs and spices that it comes out of your pores. So therefore, it probably comes out of her breath as well.
All right, I can't
I
stand. I can't vote that.
To you, I love again. Mediterranean food.
Sharon, there's no meals. Way she's got to have mini fresh. She's probably brushing
garlic?
Her teeth
I eat
now.
A lot of garlic too.
Remember what Cher said to me. Cher, where are you making this call on income inequality in the 2004 election? My Malibu estate. Not making it up. Oh, all right, Henry, who did you like?
I mean, Dom Giordano eats a lot of garlic, and his breath doesn't smell. So.
who do you like?
Yeah, real quick. Bill and Bucks with Hannibal Lecter, and okay. Greg in the Northeast with Winston Churchill.
I kind of like the Churchill, but I can be swayed. Dan?
Throwing one more in there. I like those two a lot, but Pluto and Popeye with spinach breath. And
you know what? That was a great call. Yeah, the woman who called in with that, was it Jeanette?
Yeah, Jeanette in the Northeast.
All right, let's go with Jeanette on that one, yes. And the Westville caller, come on, get some fluoride in that water there.
Jeanette, you bet.
All right. Tomorrow, we got a lot of stuff lined up, but I really have to get to this Wendy Beatlestone stuff here locally. We'll play that out and everything else in the news. And if you missed it, it'll be up on my Twitter and stations. Mike Huckabee today was just as brilliant as could be, calling us from Israel. Rich is next for 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie.
But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.